Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We're discussing in regards to islahul muamalat, rectification, correction of business dealings, financial dealings, and how a person can attract the rahmat, the barakat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, for us to understand, Allah ta'ala desires a life of prosperity for us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a life of bliss, happiness for us in this world and in the hereafter. So how to attain this prosperous life, blissful life? Where Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَنُوحِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Those believing men and believing women that do good deeds, obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they have iman. Allah promises that I will grant them a life of prosperity, which includes qana'at, contentment of heart, peace of heart, peace of mind. And included in that will be all their amal, and by extension will be that the rozi and the sustenance will be halal. Allah will make it easy for them. Discussing the riwayat of Hammad bin Zayd rahmatullah alayhi, which he says that no businessman, no believer, no tradesman will become poor unless he falls into one of these following vices. If any of these sins, vices are found in his life, then his share, his lot will be that of poverty, spiritual poverty, worldly also, material poverty will be his lot. The first one he mentions, futility, speaking lies, false promises, deception, misappropriation, which we discussed about yesterday. When it comes to misappropriation, a few more points in regards to this. But nowadays, this word has become very common in regards to governments also, misappropriation, whether it be of funds, of the rights of citizens. So it's very quickly for us to put the blame on anyone else. Whereas we find in different sayings of our seniors, أَعْمَالُكُمْ عُمَّالُكُمْ, that your a'mal are your leaders. According to the a'mal of the Muslim Ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint leaders over us. The a'mal are good, the ummah comes into amal, and they save themselves from these types of vices, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the ummah at large from these things also. But if these things are found in the ummah, for example, misappropriation, then this will affect those that are our leaders, and then our rights also will be misappropriated, usurped, and be taken away. So the riwayat of Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wrongfully occupies land belonging to someone else, whoever wrongfully occupies land belonging to someone else, will be sunk into the ground along with the land on the day of Qiyamah until he reaches the bottom of the earth. This is the gravity of the sin of just misappropriating, usurping someone's right with a piece of land also. When it comes to attaining anything in this world, a person can either purchase it or he sells something. This is called bay, buying and selling. So he can purchase a piece of land or an item. So that's halal, that is fine. Or a person hires or he rents. This is called ijara. So he can purchase, he can hire, he can rent, or he can borrow something. All these things are halal, is the right way to do it. But then a person now, Allah Ta'ala has given these avenues to attain something rightfully, he goes and attain it wrongfully, then this will be the warning in regards to attaining that item wrongfully, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sink him into the ground, right till he reaches the bottom of the earth. We can imagine the amount of pain he will go through. Yesterday you mentioned an incident of a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. More detail in regards to that incident is mentioned about a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu by the name of Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. This riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. It's mentioned about him that during the Khilafat of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a woman filed a complaint in the court of Marwan, who was the governor of Medina Munawara, that Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was among those Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the glad tidings of Jannah for him. So she filed a claim against him that he had wrongfully occupied her land. The Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, feeling extremely hurt, when he was summoned to the court, he went and he mentioned to Marwan in the court, that will I approach upon the land of this woman and occupy it unjustly? Have I not heard the dreadful admonition pronounced by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to this, that a person will be sunk to the ground? I've heard it directly from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So I will never do a thing like this. But the force that he said it with, the feeling that he said it with, was such that he moved Marwan, who was the judge. And Marwan said to him, being a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I do not call for any proof or argument on your behalf. You heard this from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that this has affected my heart to such an extent, I don't even call for witness or proof. I dismiss it. Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu then made the following dua on the bottom of his heart, and he said, Oh Allah, if you know that this woman has charged me with a false offense, deprive her of her vision and the land, make it a grief for her. This dua came out. That's why the Hadith Sharif says that fear the dua, the curse of a oppressed person. They don't do something to a person and oppress him and take away something from him. The dua that will come out from the heart, unwittingly, involuntarily, will affect a person. If not him, someone in his family will suffer it. So the narrator says, Hazrat Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes on to say, it happened exactly like that. I myself saw the woman. She became blind in old age and used to say that she had come to the state owing to the dua of Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then one day she fell into a ditch as she was going over to the land, and the ditch became a qabr, became a grave. And this is she had passed away. Just usurping or just making a claim only against Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, whoever acquires anyone's property by force. And then the narration says also, لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب نفسه. That the property, the wealth of a Muslim, is not halal for anyone except with the consent and happiness of his heart. Does not sell it or give you or agree to a price happily. And the Hadith Sharif says, لا يحل not halal for you. Don't even take it. Person is going down or he's selling a certain item. Yes, we come to some mutual agreement on the price where both parties are happy. Live and let live. But now to squeeze the person to the extent where he's unhappy, at the same time he's in a fix, he's in a jam, he needs to come out, and then to now, you take the item from him, there's no barakat. Hadith Sharif, you say that halal for you. Don't take it except with his happiness. Allah will give barakat in it. So whoever acquires anyone's property by force is not from amongst us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also said, none of you should take even the stick of his brother. What you might call something trivial, just a stick. So do not take even the stick of your brother, neither in jest, just jokingly also, to this extent, misappropriation. Don't even take it in jest, just jokingly, to play a joke on him with the intention of taking. Anyone who does so should therefore return it. In regards to this hadith of taking a stick only, commentators of hadith say, it shows that even an ordinary thing like a stick should not be taken without the owner's consent and permission, even by way of a joke. In case it is done, the article ought to be returned, and no one should imagine that the giving back of an article of little value like a stick was not necessary. You might just take something and you tell the person, don't cry about it. You have enough, you have plenty more like that. So even that will be regarded as misappropriation. Yes, if someone is so close to you, there's informality with him, he won't mind it, he'll be happy you took it. Is that a problem? But just now, to take somebody's item like that and tell him, don't worry about it, we'll sort it out later. But he's not happy about it. So all the hadith now, the warnings will apply to that person. But be careful. Your lot will be that of poverty. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Tawbah to be humble, inshaAllah. Subhanakallah.